Thanks for joining us, everyone. We hope you've had a kind of a good holiday over the having January 1st off. Some people even get the 2nd off. But here at Pseudo Classroom, we're on the air in advance, aren't we?
That's right.
And we're glad to have you with us as we talk about new things in our new magazine. And I hope you've all noticed that we have some very interesting markings at the top of page 10. What are those markings, Brian?
Those are QR codes, I believe.
Right, and you'll be surprised what you can do with those. We're talking about smartphones, and do you know what you can do with those little QR codes up there? Does anybody know?
You can point your smartphone at them and
see what happens.
Yeah.
And the first one, maybe I will talk to you on that one. And the second one, you might have some questions. And the third one, a little skit. Isn't that fun?
That's nice. Nice variety.
Now, these are things that we usually have on the website, on Topic Talks. But some people don't like to open their computers and go to the website, so you don't have to now. You can just use your magazine, put your smartphone there, and there you have Topic Talks. Isn't that great?
It's so convenient.
New.
Yeah, it's so convenient.
Brand new.
Innovation.
New year. Right. So I hope everybody has a smartphone. Almost everybody does.
Almost.
Well, we're glad, Brian, that you could be here today. And also, we have Anna with us today. This is a very good article to begin the new year with because it talks about money, and we always need money, and how we're going to pay for things.
That's right. Well, with the new year, we often have New Year's resolutions, a new technology. Just we're thinking about the future, right? So today, talking about payments options in the future.
Right. And of course, you already have your magazine, but remember that if you can look at the QR codes, it's free, isn't it?
It's free.
But you have to have a smartphone. You have to pay for that.
That's right.
So most people do have smartphones now. So it's going to be interesting to find out more about this. Yesterday, to do a quick summary, what did we talk about?
We talked about how the payments industry is changing and how the merchants are trying, they're looking forward to a new payment system option so that they don't have to pay as many fees to this thing called interchange.
That's right. They don't want to pay that money to the people that have the credit cards like MasterCard and Visa and these. They have to pay money to them. They're trying to get away from that, aren't they?
That's right.
And it's very convenient for people. Because when you use your credit card, you still have to write down some information and sign it. But if you use your smartphone, what do?
It's very simple. You just swipe, and you're done.
You just hold your phone up there, click it. That's it.
That's right.
So it's a lot simpler, too, isn't it?
Definitely.
Sounds a little dangerous, though. What if somebody gets my phone and does that?
Yeah, you want to hold on to your
smartphone.
Yeah,
you be careful with that one. Yeah, sometimes people steal people's smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out all these things about it. But today, on page 11, we're going to say goodbye, billfold. Well, maybe not yet, but that's what this article says. And hello, smartphone. So let's go ahead and read the first section through line 17.
Goodbye, billfold. Hello, smartphone. Here's the thing about Taka Torimoto. He's more likely to remember his smartphone than his billfold. And that spells opportunity for a whole raft of new players in the lucrative payments industry. A 41-year-old technical consultant with an engineering degree, Torimoto has paid for fast food with the tap of his phone and sent money just as you would attachments in emails. His father digitally sends the grandkids cash for Christmas. No more checks. Torimoto's voice rises with excitement as he talks about the new possibilities. Payments is one area that is going in so many different directions.
Well, we open this day with the viewpoints of a man named Taka Torimoto, and he is somebody that the author, the original author of this article, had probably interviewed for his positions on this subject.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about his views on how the smartphone is going to take off.
Well, he likes his smartphone better than his billfold. Surprise.
I often leave my house without my wallet, but with my phone, so I can kind of relate to this.
But, you know, if you're driving a car, you have to have your driver's license and everything in your wallet. So
that's
maybe you
true.
Can have your driver's license on your smartphone. I don't know.
I'm sure that's coming. Yeah.
Because, you know, you do have to have that. Don't drive without
Definitely,
it.
Definitely, yeah.
Right. But anyway, he says that this gives him, it spells opportunity. Spells here just means that it makes it easy to understand. It tells you opportunities for a whole level, a whole raft of things. And the whole meaning of that is just that it's just a whole number, the whole collection of things. But who are the new players? Who's playing anyways? This is kind of interesting language here, all these words.
Yeah, players here, basically you could say it refers to the businesses that are going to be involved in this new industry.
And it's lucrative. Now, lucrative has to do with money.
Yeah, lucrative means money-making or something that has a large profit is lucrative. So they're saying that this payments industry is a very lucrative thing. It's very easy for companies to be making money.
You know, every time you use your credit card, you don't really think about it that somebody's making money off you using it. I never think of that, do you?
No, not really. I just think of the object I'm buying usually.
Right. And it's convenient. And you forget that, well, somebody's making money when I use that.
Right. That's right.
Wow. Well, tell us a little bit more about this Takatoramoto. Sounds like a Japanese name. But anyway, he's probably living in the States.
Yeah, it says that he's a technical consultant with an engineering degree, and he has been using mobile payments for many things, like paying for fast food and sending money. It sounds like similar to attachments in emails. Now, that doesn't mean that he's sending it via emails, but something very similar as
That's
far as
simple,
easy,
right.
Yeah,
so easy.
Simple.
Just
right.
The same as going to send an email or just pay this.
Just send money, yeah.
Just as easy as using it, right?
That's right.
Wow. Well, what about his father?
Well, his father also does something similar. He digitally sends his grandkids cash for Christmas instead of checks. No more checks.
So well, it's kind of fun to open a Christmas card and have a big check.
Yeah, instead of, I wonder if a Chinese version would mean instead of a red envelope for Chinese New Year, you get a digital.
That's right.
File.
You're going to get something digital.
Red
That'll take away all the fun. No more home bows.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need the red envelopes, don't we?
Yeah, it's part of the culture, right?
All right.
Yeah.
Hope they don't take away the home bows.
I hope not.
We have to have, it'll come on your phone, it'll look like it's a red envelope, and it'll say you have so much money, and it'll look like that. They'll make real pretty ones, I'm sure.
That's right.
Right? But, you know, he's one who's talking about this, so it says his voice rises with excitement. He talks, wow, look at these new possibilities. Why is he so excited about it?
Well, he says that payments is one area that is going in so many different directions. And since he is an engineer or a technical consultant, it makes me curious. I'm assuming he's designing some of these systems.
He's excited about it. The rest of us could be a little confused about it, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of confused. You know, how am I going to, what am I supposed to do? But for some people that are into it like this, they're excited about it.
Definitely.
They're going to have to explain it very simply for the rest of us, aren't they? Before we change, right?
That's right. And he must have been eager to do it because he's using it at the fast food restaurant. So he's
right.
Eager to use it everywhere.
He likes to do it. So some people are pretty excited about it and say, boy, I don't have to take all those credit cards with me. I just have my smartphone. So, there are people that are actually interested in this, as well as the people who are going to make money off of it, like the stores. But I don't think the credit card companies are happy about it.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. No, because they're going to lose money if you don't use your credit cards.
That's right. Like yesterday we learned their turf is being poached on.
That's right. That was a good expression that we learned from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to talk about this more today and tomorrow. There are different things to consider, like if your credit card is stolen and stuff. What if your smartphone's stolen? Same thing.
That's right. There's a big question about privacy, and you really need to keep track of your phone.
Right. And same with your credit card. People would steal your numbers, so you still have to be careful.
Oh,
people
definitely.
Are trying to get your money somewhere or other.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, these are new ways to pay, though, and it's something new. Now, the oldest way was when people would exchange goods like the American Indians and people in other cultures. I will bring you something you know, like from my farm if you give me some milk from your cow. People changed like that. That was the early way, wasn't it?
It's very straightforward.
No money.
Yeah, called the barter system.
Yeah, that was kind of nice, too. And how much is this worth and that worth, right? Then we started getting in all this cash and money and then credit cards. So there's new ways now to pay. So let's read about that. Let's read the next section down through line 29.
new ways to pay. For the first time since the advent of credit cards, there are new ways to pay that don't involve cash, check, or plastic. Most are built on top of the existing payments system, but, courtesy of that handheld computer in our pockets and purses, offer new vistas for both consumers and tech entrepreneurs. It's clear that the mobile phone is the device that people are going to be using in the future to pay, said David S. Evans, chairman of the Global Economics Group. It's not going to be a plastic card.
Well, we're getting into new ways to pay for sure here, talking about for the first time since the advent or the beginning, the start of credit cards, there are new ways to pay that don't involve the other three forms of payments, cash, check, or plastic, which refers to the credit card.
And that word advent just means the beginning of something new, doesn't it?
That's right.
So for the first time since the beginning of credit cards, there are new ways to pay. So we're going to find out more about the history. We'll look that over there later. It's on the right-hand side. But since credit cards started, then there are other ways to pay. Now, the first way, as I said, was barter. We talked about exchange goods.
That's
but
right.
Then we got money, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Every country has their own money, so we pay cash using our money. Mm-hmm. And what was another way people started to do?
Checks, writing checks.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever written a lot of checks? I have done it.
I have, yeah. Not for a while now. I think checks are more and more becoming obsolete or not being used as much.
I write a few of them now and then, but not very many. You have your checkbook and then see what the balance is. And then, you know, the money's in the bank and you can send somebody a birthday check or something.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But nowadays you can send them some kind of a credit at some big company where they can buy something. Send them an Amazon.com card, and they can get, you know, we don't always use the checks anymore, do we?
Right. We use a lot of gift cards and things
like
that.
We use a lot of gift cards, yeah. Well, and what is plastic? How can we buy things with plastic?
Plastic is the credit cards because they are rectangles made of plastic.
They are plastic. So cash, checks, that you could say cash, paper, or plastic because check is paper.
That's right. Interesting thing that I just thought of with the mention of checks is that when I used to pay all my bills with checks, I would have to do a lot of math to figure out if I was correct at the end of the month.
Mm. So maybe you can use a calculator.
Well, that's true. But with this new system, maybe you don't even need a calculator anymore.
Well, that's true. But you still want to check up and see that somebody didn't make a mistake.
You better.
That's right, because with the checkbook, you always had to balance. We balance the checkbook and making sure that everything adds up right. And you are always looking at your money, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of hard to tell, isn't it, what we're going to do on these, isn't it?
That's right.
So,
that's right.
But most are built on the top of the existing payment system. But now, this handheld computer thing in our pockets, which is a smartphone. Oh, boy. A handheld computer. That's what it is. It's in our pockets or our purses. What do they offer us?
New vistas. So new opportunities, exciting opportunities for both consumers and tech entrepreneurs, people who are willing to build this new system.
So the new way of paying, and this is a new year in advanced class, and we have the new QR code in the magazine. Wow, lots of new things this week.
That's right.
So for the people who have new ways of looking at things, vistas just as an outlook for the consumers and the people who want to make a business out of the technology people, the entrepreneurs, startup companies, they all think of ways to use that, don't they?
That's right. They're all moving in the same direction. It's interesting there that it says that handheld computer, kind of assuming that we all have one.
Yeah, right. Well, an awful lot of people do now.
That's right.
But what does this David Evans have to say about it? He's the chairman of this Global Economics Group, so they study this a lot more than you and I do.
Yeah, David S. Evans is saying that the mobile phone is the device that people are going to be using in the future to pay. So he would disagree with some of the quotes that we heard yesterday. This mobile payment option is not going to be very popular. He thinks that the mobile phone is the future of payment.
Right, and this is bad news for the credit card companies because he said it's not going to be a plastic card, so look out, all you credit card companies. They're probably a little bit worried, do you think so?
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think they might be.
Although, as Brian was saying yesterday, a lot of times you still have to use the credit card on the information on your smartphone. So even though you're paying for things via your smartphone, you're still using the information from your credit card, right?
I have to figure that
out.
That's
often what you do. I was reading the Apple Pay website, mm-hmm. and they were saying that's the first step. You often register either a credit card, debit card, or another card that you have.
Because they'll pay for you, but then how do they know where they get the money?
Well, it's almost like using a credit card, but it's just more convenient. And then your smartphone identifies you. For example, on the iPhone 6, you use your fingerprint scanner. So then it knows
it's
really you.
Where does the money, does it go through the credit card company then or not? Does it go right to your bank account? In other words, do you get rid of the credit card thing in there?
I think you're still going to get a credit card statement. You know,
I don't know.
Think it's that different, really.
It has to be different because otherwise, because the credit cards would make money that way. So maybe somehow or other that this goes right to your bank account without going through the credit card in the new system is possible.
These are good questions to be asking.
Yeah. So we have to try to find out a little bit more about it. Well, you know, let's find out just a little bit more what's going for the future, because by 2017, which is just coming up in a couple of years, there's this research company, Forrester Research. What do they say? Let's read the rest of the article.
By 2017, Forrester Research estimates Americans will spend roughly $90 billion using a smartphone or other handheld device, a more than sevenfold increase from the amount spent in 2012. The firm's figures include mobile remote commerce, mobile peer-to-peer payments and remittances, and mobile proximity payments. Even if its estimate is too optimistic, the pace at which startups are emerging is already head-spinning. For consumers, mobile payments mean greater convenience and better security. For merchants and banks, they present new opportunities to track you and target sales pitches and rewards to you. And they give tech entrepreneurs a low-cost entry point into the multi-billion dollar payments pipeline.
Well, a couple of years from now, you can find out what's going to happen. It says it about 2 years from now, but they said that Americans will probably spend about $90 billion using a smartphone or other handheld device. So it seems like they think that's a trend.
Yeah, and a huge increase, right? A sevenfold increase, or seven times the amount spent in 2012. So that's seven times in only 5 years. That's a huge increase.
So these people are into finance. That's the way they figure it out. We'll find out if that what happens. But how do they figure this out?
Well, they probably look at different trends and see companies that are investing in this mobile payment and, you know, just trying to see what the future is going to be like. They're analyzing the data that they have.
Well, it might be a good discussion for you to ask some of your banker friends or some of the people who say, well, do you know much about this mobile remote commerce? Do you know anything about mobile payments? And they're going to say, wow, where'd you hear about that? Well, it's a new topic right now this year, isn't it? In advanced class, because they figure that mobile remote commerce and paying peer-to-peer, that means from one company to another, and you send the money, remittances, or by mobile proximity payments that you pay it for them, then I think they're going to go around the credit cards. I don't think they're going to use the credit cards. I think they're trying to get out of
it. I think the flow is just going to be simpler. So the money will still be changing hands. It's just changing differently, and apparently this may benefit the consumer.
Well, Anna, the flow might be a lot simpler, but I think explaining it's not simple. That's right.
It's very difficult to keep up on top of all these changes that are happening in the payment industry. But I think it's important for us as consumers to understand where our money's going.
Well, we should, and we have to try to understand this in advanced class. So, but even if this estimate is a little bit too optimistic, maybe it won't be quite that much, but the pace at which they're starting, these companies are emerging, they're already, many of them, they are head spinning. That means there's so many, you can hardly think about it. When you say something makes your head spin, you say, wow, how can I figure that out? It's too fast.
Right.
It's kind of fast, isn't it?
Definitely.
Fast.
Here we're into it right now. It's very fast.
Now.
Right. It is very fast. And the consumers, then, the mobile payments means greater convenience. I believe that because there's your phone. You don't have to take out your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure about the security. I think they're going to have to work on that. I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, that did startle me when I read that as well, because we've all heard about different things with credit cards a while back, about credit cards being hacked. So I think the security going into the phones, they're going to be really have to work on that. But I have heard good news. It sounds like with some of the mobile payments that they will encrypt the payments, the transactions. Each one will be encrypted. So apparently they do have a foundation of security there. But how long that will last is...
But the hackers always try to break that.
That's right.
That
remains
code
to be seen.
And all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of hard to say, because the people that are trying to steal these things, they try to think of clever ways to do it. But it looks like it'd be okay. One thing with a credit card, if you give your credit card to someone in a restaurant or something, they can, when they go back to get the receipt for you, they could take a copy of it, and that's been done in the past, and people will steal the numbers, and they'll sell it to somebody. And so, you know, it's out of your hands, but this phone is in your hand the whole time. So maybe that is more
secure. I do like that idea.
That's true. That is a good payment.
But for the merchants and the banks now, they have new opportunities to track you so they know what you bought and target the sales pitch. Like if I buy a whole lot of cat food, then I'm going to get something. When cat food's on sale, they're going to give me an ad on it, do you think?
Yeah, probably send you a little video.
Yeah, well, they do that right now. You know, if you do something, they'll put it on Facebook. Or if you order something, it'll be in your Gmail or something. There will be ads for that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's very customer-centered.
Or what if you look up something on the web and you look up certain cities and you get all this information from travel bureaus? So they're already tracking us.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can't escape that.
They have a record.
Yeah. Well, in some ways that's good, because they know we're interested in that, and they could give us more information that would be useful to us, do you think? It's possible.
Yeah.
But they give these tech entrepreneurs a low-cost entry point into the multi-billion-dollar payments pipeline. So that's big business, isn't it?
That's big business, multi-billion.
Mm-hmm. We don't think about these little charges that come as being big business. But when many, many people are using them every day, then it's big business, isn't it?
That's right. And we think about these well-established payment networks like Visa and MasterCard, and all of a sudden these new tech entrepreneurs are coming into the industry, and they have just as much of a fighting chance as these big companies, right? So it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see the changes happening.
Maybe some of you that are in finance and this kind of thing, you'll be able to follow this through more. But this gives us all a little glimpse into what it's like and what's involved, doesn't it?
That's right. It'll create new fields.
But we do have a little history written here on the page, too. What does it say there about the history of this, the retailers?
It says that a little history, the retailers actually invented credit cards at the turn of the 20th century. So I suppose over 100 years ago,
mm-hmm.
long before Visa and MasterCard, there were Macy's cards, Sears cards, and the like. The difference was they were only good at the store that issued them.
Yeah, I remember that. A lot of these department stores, big ones that were chains across America, they would give you a card. And grocery stores and things like that. Well, then what happened then? Read the next paragraph.
When the payment networks came on the scene, card processors used phone lines to verify that you had enough money remaining in your credit limit to make a given purchase.
Now, if you'd go to buy something that costs a lot of money at a store, they might call.
That's right. And if you remember in the old days, you had to wait a long time,
right,
maybe 15 minutes or something,
oh,
you know,
really?
Before the Internet.
Right. Yeah.
I guess I'm too young to remember this.
Well, and that was only if you had a big purchase, if you did $5 or $10. But if you're buying for a few hundred dollars.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're buying a car, then they
want to verify.
But in the U.S., so it says that this new era began with the launch of the iPhone in 2007. That's what he says. So we'll probably find out more about that tomorrow. But let's just read a little bit about that. What does it say?
In the first part, it says, first, there was mobile banking, which allowed people to move money through smartphone apps.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've used that. Have you used that?
No, I've used online banking, but not on my phone before.
No, I haven't either. What's the second one?
Retailers entered the picture in 2009 when Starbucks began working on a pilot that used 2D QR codes displayed on mobile screens to transact. Mm-hmm. The system launched nationwide 2 years later, and within months, more than 3 million people had paid using the app. Today, 10 million people have installed Starbucks payment app.
See, I've got a Starbucks app, but it's not a payment app, so they have different kinds of apps. Mm,
they must have different ones.
Yeah. What is the payment app? But what does the last thing say about Google?
It says Google jumped in next with Google Wallet, which lets users consolidate all their credit card info and rewards programs in one place on their smartphone. The search engine giant also encouraged cell phone makers to build the technology that lets customers pay for items by tapping their phone against the merchant's payment terminal.
Well, that's kind of complicated, and I think Google Wallet wasn't all that successful. Maybe it was too soon. Do you think they weren't ready for it yet?
It was a little too soon. This was in 2011 that Google Wallet first opened, and they used the NFC system, which is now on the new Apple phone, but it's been on the Android phones for a couple years. But, yeah, it didn't start off with a real good bang.
Well, we'll talk more about that tomorrow and see if we can make it clear to everybody. Be sure and be here because you have one more day thinking about the new way to pay things because it might affect the way you buy things. And so be sure and be with us tomorrow. Have a great day today. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Goodbye.